chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. As we just continue to worship and to acknowledge, and as we go to the Word once again, Revelation chapter 5. Again, I'll be reading out of the NIV, and not for any particular reason, but just want to read it from this translation, Revelation chapter 5. And it says this: "Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?' But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or to look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, 'Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals.' Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons of every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on earth.' Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels numbering thousands upon thousands, 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice, they were saying, 'Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.' And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea, and all that is in them, saying, 'To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever.' The four living creatures said, 'Amen,' and the elders fell down and worshiped." Stand with me as we sing today. Disciples out in a boat where they spend the next 8 hours potentially rowing for their life and not getting anywhere. Does that kind of sound familiar with life sometimes? Rowing desperately, exhausted, worried. And one of the things that I just in verse 48 of chapter 6, it says, and he saw, get this, they're out in the middle of the water, okay? He saw his disciples straining at the oars. And I just want you to know something. We are here today because of the cross of Calvary, right? But I want you to understand, in the little moments of life, Jesus sees you straining. He sees you, and he never takes his eyes off of you. And not only does he see you, but one of the most amazing things, it goes on to say that because the wind was against them and was shortly before dawn, and he says that he went out to them walking on the water. So one of the things that I just, not only does he see you, but he goes after you every day. Amen? He sees you and he goes after you. Just two things, and when he and it's kind of an amazing story. I just want you to read it. It should just kind of just crazily change your paradigm of the whole story. Because then when he gets there and they're freaking out because they think they just saw a ghost. Okay? And he says to them, take courage or fear not. It is I. Do not be afraid. And one of the things that as we step into this, as we begin to step into our time of communion, I want you to understand that when Jesus Christ died on the cross and took your place and my place on that cross, from that point on, because of his grace and the faith that we received to believe, we have no fear. We have no fear, folks. Take courage. And he uses a little statement in there, and I just want to highlight it. It is I, and it is the title that God gives Moses all the way back in Deuteronomy when Moses is called to go to Pharaoh, and he says, well, who do I tell them sent me? And he says, tell them that I am sent you. I am means this. I am the everlasting God. I am the all eternal God, the ever existing God. I am is the one who is here. And Jesus says, it is I, that God. So do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. It is that one that as we come now to celebrate, and as my men come to begin this, as we distribute the items, it is this same Jesus who says, fear not. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, because I have paid it all. And so as we identify together, as we come together and identify with the work of Christ, we acknowledge what he has done for us. And in the book of Corinthians, we read these words from the Apostle Paul as he's really re-instructing the church because they've kind of got it all messed up. It's kind of like they've got themselves before God, which happens really easy for us humans. And he says these words, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, this is my body. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. This is my sacrifice for you. John Wickhander, will you give thanks for the sacrifice of Christ's body?